Labhante Brahma Nirvanam. Rishaya Kshina Kalmashaha. Chinnadvaidhaya Tatmana. Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha.
Labhante Brahma Nirvanam.
Labhante Brahma Nirvanam. Kshina Kalmashaha. Chinnadvaidhaya Tatmana. Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha. This is chapter 5, text 25, for those who want to access it via some device that they may have. You'd like to chant? Labhante Brahma Nirvanam. Rishaya Kshina Kalmashaha. Chinnadvaidhaya Tatmana. Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha.
Labhante Brahma Nirvanam.
Labhante Brahma Nirvanam. Rishaya Kshina Kalmashaha. Chinnadvaidhaya Tatmana. Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha. Labhante. Achieve. Brahma. Nirvanam. Liberation in the Supreme. Rishaya. Rishayaha,
those who are active within,
Kshina,
Kalmashaha,
who are devoid of all sins,
Chinna,
having torn off,
Dvaidhaha,
duality,
Yata,
Atmanaha,
engaged in self-realization.
Sarva
Bhuta,
for all living entities,
Hite,
in welfare work.
Rataha,
engaged. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme. Purport. Only a person who is fully in Krishna consciousness can be said to be engaged in welfare work for all living entities. When a person is actually in the knowledge that Krishna is the fountainhead of everything, then when he acts in that spirit, he acts for everyone. The sufferings of humanity are due to forgetfulness of Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend. Therefore, to act to revive this consciousness within the entire human society is the highest welfare work. One cannot be engaged in such first-class welfare work without being liberated in the Supreme. A Krishna-conscious person has no doubt about the supremacy of Krishna. He has no doubt because he is completely freed from all sins. This is the state of divine love. A person engaged only in ministering to the physical welfare of human society, cannot factually help anyone. Temporary relief of the external body and the mind is not satisfactory. The real cause of one's difficulties in the hard struggle for life may be found in one's forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. When a man is fully conscious of his relationship with Krishna, he is actually a liberated soul, although he may be in the material tabernacle. Material tabernacle is a poetic way of saying within a material body. Labhante brahma nirvanam rishaya kshina kalmashaha chindadvaidhayatatmana sarvabhuta hite rataha om agyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Nama Shrishtam Manamapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Grajamarupuring Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyataf Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sajivam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mostly, devotees, especially when they're new in Krishna consciousness, they're very interested in their own advancement, or at least they should be interested in their own spiritual advancement. When one comes to a higher platform, he becomes interested in the welfare of all, wanting to share Krishna consciousness with others. Of course, it's not that one has to come to the fully perfect stage before he starts to develop this. And practically, in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone is enjoined to engage in preaching activities from the beginning, even if one is not competent in understanding all the intricacies of philosophy that might be required for preaching to various kinds of people. Simply to go out among the public as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did and chant the holy names of Krishna is in the association of others, the Harinama Sankirtan. That is Sarvabhuta Hita, an activity for the benefit of all others, all other living beings, all living beings, including oneself. Sarvabhuta hite rataha. It means one is, here Srila Prabhupada has translated rataha, engaged. It can also mean that he's attached to doing that. So this is the natural tendency of someone who's spiritually liberated. It may be seen in persons who are not even slightly spiritually inclined that they're also interested to do good for others. For instance, there's a gentleman by the name of Richard Dawkins who is very concerned with the uplift of human society by educating everyone that there's no God. Or actually, he doesn't say there is no God, but he says there's a very small possibility of there being God. So he's also thinking of doing good for others. Lenin, when he fomented the Russian Revolution, killed so many people in doing so, He was saying, we're doing it for the good, not only of the Russian people, but this will spread all over the world. What the world needs is communism. So it's not only spiritually advanced people who try to act for the good of others, but it is expected that spiritually advanced people, at least in their dealings with others, will not be, at the very least, it's expected that they will not be exploitive or act in a way that will do harm to others. It's expected they will do good for others. So doing good for others without knowing what to do good, it can do harm. I gave the example of Lenin, which probably most people would agree with. Dawkins, many people would agree that's very good, spreading atheism, because all the problems of the world are caused by religion, right? Not sure what that had to do with the atom bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but all the problems in the world are caused by religion, some people say. Altruism, the sense of doing good for others, can engender hypocrisy also. Just like an example, among Bengali Vaishnavas who have some kind of idea that they shouldn't be eating fish, but they eat fish anyway, they call it Ganga phal, fruit of the Ganga. Now, actually, if you kill a fish, the fish suffers very much, but if you relabel the fish as fruit, there's nothing wrong in eating fruit. Krishna says, patrang pushpam palam toyam. So, it's one kind of fruit, isn't it? Although I used to see in Bengal, in Bangladesh, in the kitchens of people who could afford it, there'd be two kitchens. One for the deities and one for cooking fish, for us, the family. So they understood that it shouldn't be offered to the Lord. So it engenders some hypocrisy there. One researcher, in seeing the... these sociologists, they study all kinds of things. So one sociologist was studying the Gosais of Navadvip. That means the traditional the Brahmins in traditional Vaishnava families called Gosai. Navadvip Gosai. So this researcher happened to be surprised when she saw them eating fish. And the head of the household said, Bengali mothers need fish so that they can be healthy and give birth to good, strong children. And then why is he taking? Well, maybe the tradition was, it was definitely, that the wife will only take the remnants of the husband, so he has to eat so she can eat. I don't think anyone follows that anymore. There's so many things people don't follow. The wives used to feed their husbands and then take the remnants from the plate. But now we've introduced feminism, which is very good, right? Everyone's equal. Wars. Why were wars in Iraq? Why was America introduced in? Why were the American people so concerned about the Iraqi people on the other side of the world, that these poor people, they're suffering under Saddam Hussein, we have to help them? So we bombed them to pieces. And by the way, we also have some oil companies. We can help to organize your oil production and distribution, by the way. We were really thinking of helping you like that. So bombing people for human rights, so they can get human rights. Yeah, we have the right, we helped you by bombing you to pieces, and now we're going to take the oil, which is our right to take it. Something like that. Abortion, very good. See, if the child's not going to be wanted, then better kill it before it gets born, right? Not the child, the fetus. The tissue. It's just some tissue, so you can destroy it. So, abortion and the language of unconsciousness. There's one article written many years in Back to Godhead by Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, in which he analyzes the hypocrisy of inherent in saying things like abortion is removal of unwanted tissue. Actually, it's killing the fetus, which is supposed to develop and pop out and be a human, but if you call it abortion, it sounds very gross. So, unwanted tissue removal, excessive tissue removal. It's hypocrisy. All kinds of things go on in the guise of doing good to others. Slavery, keep people as slaves. Anyway, they're better off like that, something like that. It can also be that people perform philanthropic works for their own name and fame. Some years ago, one devotee told me that he'd been asked to be an advisor to a school that was being set up, and he at Kami School in Bangalore, and he told me that these people, they became wealthy, they got all the money that they need. Of course, no one thinks they have. No one's satisfied with the amount of money they have, but, especially rich people. Isn't that true? Especially rich people aren't satisfied. He said, now they want to buy some social prestige, so they're setting up a school. It may have been that they were doing it for profit, but he said they're doing it for prestige. Hospitals also, all this kind. Helping people. We're helping people. Make sure it's on YouTube. I'm feeding the poor. Here you are. Make sure everyone sees it. Look humble while you're doing it. And look compassionate while you're doing it. And make sure you say the word compassion with a lot of feeling. And we're helping these poor people. So a lot of this altruism and philanthropy is to get empty praise from empty people. You can make a note of that. That's a good one, isn't it? You could also quote that in a class, and then maybe someone on YouTube will say, oh, that was a good one. Ah, very good. Okay, here's another one. I'll give you the printout if you want later. Helping people who you don't really care for and who don't care for you. That's another good line, but it's true. You don't really care for them. They don't care for you, but they want the food and you want the Nobel Prize or whatever. You'll get some prize and some award and get a government award and get a grant from the government for helping people. Very good. Especially devotees who take to this worldly altruism, they more than anyone know, at least they should know, if they ever cared to read Prabhupada's books, which might be in the ashram that they're living in, they should know that we can't really help anyone on the mundane platform. You can't really help anyone by keeping them on the mundane platform. Now I'm going to quote from... Which Shastra? From Albert Einstein. Not Shastra, but it's true. That problems cannot be solved at the same level of consciousness on which they were created. You have to come to a higher platform. So devotees, they should know that you can't really help anyone on the material platform. And even the hollow pleasure that mundane altruists get, they can't even get that unless they completely get in the consciousness of a mundane altruist. Then you can feel, I'm helping people by giving them food and... is it prasad? No, it's not. We can't say it's prasad because then people will protest. It's not secular. But then when the devotees ask us, we have to tell them it's prasad because they'll protest if you're just giving food. So you have to... Who's asking? Someone in the crowd is... who is it? Is it a devotee or not a devotee? I have to be careful. Now we're on YouTube and... what do I say? So those who have knowledge of Krishna consciousness but instead try to give or to be altruistic or help people on the mundane platform, they must be the biggest cheaters, because anyway people are cheating in the name of philanthropy. As Srila Prabhupada points out, there are many charitable institutions which are engaged in collecting large sums of money for the public in the name of mundane welfare work. But if you know that you cannot actually help people by feeding them, by giving them pairs of shoes, and so on, if you have the highest knowledge of Krishna consciousness, but instead you give them a pair of shoes, some of our great philanthropists connected with an institution that I also happen to be connected with, they organized the giving away. How many thousands of pairs of shoes? Some thousands of pairs of shoes to school children in Andhra Pradesh. By promoting, we're helping, we're building the nation by sending the children to school so they can get good food in the school, and then they'll come to school, and then it'll help them to get a better future and build the nation. If we actually know that this cannot help people in any substantial way, and still we emphasize on that, isn't that the biggest cheating? There is a video of someone going by the name of some pundit who hides the fact throughout the whole video and his whole presentation that he is or was connected with the Krishna conscious movement, and goes waffling on about how to overcome anger. And it's just the same old thing that everyone ever said. Hold your breath. Don't say anything immediately. Let it die down and come back the next day. Same old thing. You can get it from anyone. There's nothing new. But he just... in the course of that said, and I spent 15 years in an ashram. He spent 15 years in an ashram, and that's all he got? Was some cheap self-promotion in the name of helping people? He didn't get anything more from Krishna consciousness. Even if it was a Mayavadi ashram, you expect him to get something more than that. At least with the Mayavadis, we know they're Mayavadis. They don't pretend to be something else. They don't have any problem hiding that I'm with this ashram or that ashram. I think in the whole gamut of spiritual and religious all over the world, I think the only people who try to pretend that they're not Hare Krishnas or this mission or that mission, we're the only people who try to hide it. Why is that? And then you become confused. What are they devotees, or they're impersonalists, or are they devotees pretending to be impersonalists, or are they actually impersonalists and they're pretending to be devotees, or what's going on here? Personally, I was very much attracted to the clarity of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. It was a great relief after reading and speaking with people. All you get is this mumbo jumbo. It's all one. What's all one? Nothing's all. How can I say everything's all one? And all this empty talk, love, peace, compassion, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you speak all these things and then you go back in the world and life goes on as normal. It's just nothing changed. You can feel, oh, everything's wonderful, but then everything's not wonderful. So it's just by pretending it's wonderful, it doesn't become wonderful. So I was personally very attracted to that, and I'm sure so many of my God siblings were also. What a relief after all this, so much this, that, nothing clear, and Prabhupada very clear, everything very clear. We are suffering in this material world due to forgetfulness of Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to surrender to Him. So we should make everything as clear as possible, as Prabhupada did. That's called parampara. What we hear, we speak. Deliberate vagueness gives an opportunity to misunderstand. So that you say something and then everyone can be pleased by it. So for instance, if you talk about compassion, and then when devotees hear that, they think, oh yeah, compassion, very good. And non-devotees hear it, very good. But compassion, as Srila Prabhupada described, doesn't mean to blow on a boil. That's worse than, I'll help you. And then, oh, now I'm going to be helped. And then you blow on a boil. It doesn't help at all. So that compassion is not compassion. We have to define what it is. Or for instance, if you're sitting with a group of Mayavadis, not an activity that I recommend, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, and there's a big picture of Shiva, and you may talk about how we have to surrender to Ishvara. And devotees who may hear that think, oh yeah, that's right. And they're thinking Ishvara means Shiva. And you don't make it, you use the word Ishvara, you don't say Krishna, because then if you say Ishvara, then it's all very vague. Srila Prabhupada wasn't vague. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Those who take up spiritual life and then they get into all this worldly philanthropy, well, it reminds us of what Srila Prabhupada often used to say about the Mayavadis. They're supposed to be self-realized, but instead of acting on the purely spiritual platform, they become involved in hospitals and feeding the poor, politics, all this kind of thing. why are devotees not satisfied with serving Krishna? Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhok sharje ahaitukya pratihata yayatma suprasidati. This topmost dharma for all living beings, devotional service unto the transcendent Lord, if performed without personal motive and uninterruptedly, by the transcendental science, it produces the effect of full happiness, full satisfaction for the soul. So those who become so much involved in so much worldly altruism, it suggests that they're not fully satisfied. Is it not? So everyone should be engaged in welfare work for all living entities. This temple is being built as a welfare work for all living entities. Let people come, have darshan of Krishna. This temple will be different from other temples in the whole of Salem, and as much as everyone will be welcome. It's not for a particular caste or community. We have to, these people living just close by, they don't like to come. Maybe they think it's all for a different community. We have to get them over that. It's open for everyone, without discrimination. Of course, people should be clean, not that they come in all filthy, but the point is, it's a place Not that we're building so we can live very comfortably. And people will come and give money and we'll do a little bhajan and then we'll eat nicely. Srila Prabhupada, well, actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he used to quote his own guru that this business of building a temple and then just taking donations and eating, doing a little bhajan and eating, that's not the purpose of building temples or mutts. The purpose is we have to act for the welfare of others. Welfare work for all living entities. When a person is actually in the knowledge that Krishna is the fountainhead of everything, then when he acts in that spirit, he acts for everyone. So anyone who knows that Krishna is the fountainhead of everything, everything he does is for the benefit of everyone. Just by being present in this world, it sanctifies the world. But above and beyond that, devotees are expected to go out into the world, or you may not need to go out so much as when the temple is built. Well, still you'll go out, but people will come. You can preach Krishna consciousness to them. One should be fully convinced that only by Krishna consciousness one can be fully benefited. That is permanent benefit. Any other benefit is temporary benefit. The example is given of saving the coat of a drowning man. To save the body, that is one kind of benefit, but it doesn't actually benefit the person. Now, there are considerations also, just like people are hungry, they can't understand anything about Krishna consciousness. Okay, so some arrangement, give them prasadam. But then you have to tell them why they're hungry, why are they suffering? And that they will continue to suffer life after life unless they take to Krishna consciousness. So now the book distribution marathon is coming up. Actually, it should be a 365-day-a-year marathon, but we have physical limitations also. It should be full force, full push, especially during December. So many devotees all over the world, they already started their marathon. Get in the spirit early. So with this spirit, knowing that, the only way to fully and actually help people is to give them knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So in this spirit, distribute these books. Hare Krishna. Any question about this, please? Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj ki jai.